Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And there you have it. That is the one Jason Peters, when asked on Good Morning Football on NFL Network about the Carson Wentz situation, spoke about fans being tough in Philadelphia. We've been discussing that. We've been discussing the Phillies and Odubel Herrera, which is a kind of a very serious conversation, but one that needs to be had. A little bit of 76ers, nice enough to join us on the line to discuss all matters from Working the Beat podcast, along with Mike Kern. He is the opposite of that, Kevin Cooney. What's up, Kev?
How are you, John? How are things?
Kev, things are interesting, to say the least. There's so many topics right now in Philadelphia sports. Some are of a more serious matter. Some are more lighthearted, and I need to discuss all of these with you because this is what you're best at. Kev, you just heard what Jason Peters had to say, basically saying that it's tough to play in Philadelphia. And when I first heard him say that, I was aggravated. I'm like, there's ways to describe it. I'm like, come on, you've been playing here, you know, for a very long time. You're going to be retired as a Philadelphia Eagle, probably be in Canton one day. And you're making it seem like the fan base is way too tough. This isn't somebody who is here for a cup of coffee. Kev, are fans in Philadelphia too tough on players?
Well, you know, Jason Peters has been skating for like the last 3 years. So I think he really should probably take a break and a deep breath at this point. Because to be honest, he was great for a long time in his career. He is a future Hall of Famer. But let's also be honest, the last 3 or 4 years of his time with the Eagles has been less than stellar, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And so I think for him to get all critical about the fan base and the way they treated Carson Wentz, and look, I'm not a big believer that the Eagles should have got rid of Wentz, that I thought Wentz did get a little bit of a raw deal there from his organization.
Mm-hmm.
But how was the fan base too critical of Carson Wentz this year when they weren't in the stands?
Yeah.
Like, is it because he was listening to stations like this? And if that's the case, then Jason Peters probably should find another, some music choices or something that he should listen to if he's that sensitive. It's just mind boggling that Jason Peters decided to make an issue of this.
Kev, do you think that a lot of the players of the last 15 or so years are, I don't want to say too sensitive, but they're not properly groomed and prepared to deal with criticism?
Yeah, and I think if you look at it, you know, look, it goes beyond 15 years. I mean, you could go back to 1999 with Donovan McNabb and how McNabb held that grudge from draft day all the way to the time he left here, despite the fact that if you looked in those stands, most of the fans in this town were hardcore Donovan McNabb fans. So it's not just like in the last 5-10 years. We're talking 20, 25 years. But, I mean, John, you've talked to some players, and I've talked to some players over the years about this. The ones who handle this town the best are the ones who, to be honest, don't give a you-know-what
mm-hmm.
about what the fans have to say.
Yeah.
You know, they go out, they do their business, and that's all they do, and that's all they worry about. And I think, you know, you better not have rabbit ears here. And I do think that it is more in the DNA now of a professional athlete to be sensitive to everything, because you see it maybe more with social media, mm-hmm. and you also hear it more with the way sports talk is.
Would you say that Philadelphia is a more critical fan, is the most critical fan base? Because, you know, with Jason Peters' comments, he did it on a national platform. So you know that narrative is going to be spun again by a national host who has nothing else to talk about that day. So that's why I'm kind of, you know, dancing this bringing this back to your attention and your thoughts on it. Is the fan base in Philadelphia more critical than any other?
I don't think it's more critical than New York or Boston. I think every town in a passionate city, do you think Red Sox players get off easy for, criticism? No. I mean, that's a 24/7 operation in Boston. The Yankees and the Mets and the Giants in New York are the same way. Now, sure, are there places? St. Louis is a place where nobody ever criticizes anything, so you could skate through on that. I would say, there's other Midwest towns who are like that as well. But, I don't think it's prohibitively worse here than it is in other passionate, big sports cities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with you. So, Howie Roseman. I'm giving this man credit, doing what he does best at working the numbers and restructuring contracts right now. Jason Kelce, we found out, is coming back for 2021. Lane Johnson, Brandon Graham, Darius Slay, among those that we are aware of whose contracts are being restructured in order to get the franchise back underneath the salary cap. These moves that are being made have been met with some criticism, Kev, as some feel that this team should just turn the page and move on if there's a way to do that financially rather than bringing some of these guys back. How do you feel about what Howie is doing to this point, Kev?
Well, let's break this down. I mean, if you're talking Kelce and Johnson, well, you got to protect your quarterback. So, I mean, those are two of your best offensive linemen. And so, until you get replacements in a way, to make sure Jalen Hurts or whoever they decide to line up behind center, behind Kelce next year, you got to make sure that they're protected in some form. Mm-hmm. So I you kind of grin and bear it on that. Brandon Graham is a hero in this town. He's willing to work his contract. I don't have a major problem with that. But at some point, you do have to say goodbye to some of these people. And I think that's one thing Howie never learned, and John, you and I have talked about this in the past. Howie and the Eagles never learned from the Phillies playbook of when is it time to say goodbye to guys. And, the core players of a championship team. Because when you fall in love with them, you end up in a deep rut.
Right.
And that's exactly what's kind of happened here, or what I think is going to happen with this Eagles franchise, because they've held on too long, and now you're looking at a major rebuild that's going to be coming, and it still looks like they're putting the minimum payment on the credit card bill, and the debt is still there.
Right. Final Eagles question I have for you. It has to do with the draft, which we've discussed numerous times, but it has been suggested many times over, whether it be by beat writer, host here at WIP, or caller, that it would be wiser for Howie, if the opportunity presents itself, to trade down a couple picks and get more picks. The more picks, the better. My feeling is he's sitting at sixth overall with the ability to get a consensus pick, which is, we know Howie's draft record. This is a can't miss, right? These are the top eight or nine guys are considered the guarantee for the NFL to be potential stars versus, the next tier of players. Where do you stand on that conversation, Kev?
Right now, I think that they have to pick at six and get, because you're so devoid of talent in so many different areas. And I get that that would lend you to believe, you trade the pick especially if you're not planning on taking a quarterback, you trade the pick and you try to maximize whatever you have. I get that understanding. But they're in such dire need of an automatic, of a guy who, to be brutally honest, that the front office can't mess up.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm Howie Roseman, I stay at six. I look and see what the wide receiver core is situation. Look at maybe Micah Parsons as a linebacker, the kid from Penn State. I would not trade back, because I think if you trade back again, you may get too cute and you may end up with nothing, given what your track record of picking in the mid-teens to late 20s has been.
Kev, we now turn to your foremost expertise in baseball. The Phillies' Grapefruit League schedule well underway. The largest topic, the big topic of conversation, not Bryce Harper, although he's being talked about, not necessarily the pitching staff, what is going to happen with center field? And who many believe would be the odds-on favorite, and Adam Haseley, to win that job, is now out for 4 weeks with, is it a groin injury? I forget what the injury is, but he's out for, he's out for 4 weeks. The player on the position player who has gotten off to the hottest start, Odubel Herrera. Kev, I know this is a very touchy subject. In your opinion, should he be allowed to, you know, win this job?
You know, it's interesting because there are so many different avenues you could take with this. And Herrera served his suspension. He's basically had 2 years off when you consider, you know, he hasn't really played since Memorial Day in 2019, which is when obviously the incident happened and all that. And the Phillies can say that you give a guy a second chance. And I understand that, and I believe Odubel Herrera has, through his actions, earned the right to play somewhere. The question is it healthy for Odubel Herrera to play here? And is it healthy for him? Is it healthy for the organization? Is it sending the wrong signal? It's such a mixed message on this. Here's my thing, John. If you look at the guys who they have who could play center field, Roman Quinn's always hurt. Scott Kingery is really a second baseman you're moving to center field. Obviously, Haseley's out to begin with, and there's questions about Haseley's offensive production. Herrera would look on talent-wise to be the best of that bunch. The problem is, again, what message are you sending if you keep him, A? B, what are you going to do when he's in 225 in the middle of May? You know, that's the other part of this. Let's not be naive. Performance here is going to play a role in this, too, that they're desperate for somebody in center field. And the mitigating factor on this is Herrera can look really good at times, and it can look really awful.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a concept of, is this worth the headache?
Well,
I don't think it is, but I do think that right now he may win it because, to be honest, the Phillies' options there are so poor at this point.
Well, there's an added factor in this, which I never expected. Kev, I need you to listen to this, and everybody in the listening audience to listen to this. Friday afternoon, Bryce Harper was asked about Odubel Herrera, his situation, being on the team, etc. Take a listen to what he said.
Yeah, I mean, of course I don't agree with what he did. I don't condone it. It's something that just can't happen. You cannot, you know, do that kind of thing in this world or in this life. But, you know, I'm not the maker. I don't make, you know, I'm not a person that can make that decision of you know, forgiving him or not forgiving him. I'm not God, so I'm going to let Odubel do his thing and be him, and that's about it.
Kev, that doesn't seem very welcoming from the franchise player.
No, it doesn't, and that's one thing. Look, he has a voice in everything. We learned that this offseason, that Bryce Harper has a say. Obviously, the Real Muto situation is a prime example of this, that when he talks, the organization listens. That doesn't sound like a guy who, to be honest, Bryce Harper necessarily wants, but it's going to be up to John. This is the problem, and I'm going to let the Phillies off the hook on one thing. I think the way baseball, and this is something that's going to have to be addressed in the collective bargaining agreement, I think it's wrong for baseball to force a team to hold a guy on a roster just because he's been suspended. And, you know, look, he's going to get paid no matter what and all that, but I think baseball ought to give the team the right that they can invoke basically the punishment of, we don't want you around anymore. And the Phillies have had to live with that over the last 2 years.
Yeah. I need to turn to basketball now, Kev. Joel Embiid, should we be appreciating him more? What we are watching, should we be appreciating it more?
I think he should. I mean, I think most people do appreciate what he is. I mean, he's the most dynamic Sixer. Well, Allen was dynamic in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But Joel is night in, night out the best player on the floor every time he steps on the floor.
Yeah.
Allen was the guy who kind of overcame hurdles and made himself great. Embiid is just natural talent. I don't think we've seen a player like that. Maybe since Barkley, maybe since Doc, who is every time you play, with the exception of maybe one or two teams, he's the best player on the floor and the biggest impact maker.
Right. Kev, a final question I have, and it actually goes to hockey. You know, Claude Giroux's game Thursday against Pittsburgh when they were down 3-0, came back 4-3. Giroux had one heck of a game. And it certainly ignited this conversation again, which falls in line a little bit to the topic I just talked to you about Joel Embiid. Has Claude Giroux been underappreciated all this time, or has he been treated fairly?
Well, I think part of the thing with Claude Giroux is the fact that the Flyers, with the exception of one of his first years, obviously, when they went to the finals and lost to the Blackhawks, Giroux hasn't had that playoff run. Hockey is such a sport in this town where everybody only focuses. It's almost like, you hate saying it, it's almost like the NCAA tournament in basketball. Mm-hmm. You focus on only the end result. You don't follow the whole journey. You basically, a lot of people just tune in April and May when it gets to the Cup playoff and they make their decisions. And because Giroux and the Flyers have been early exits for most of his career here, I think people dismiss him. But the idea that, you know, this guy is going to, by the time it's all over, be first or second in a lot of record books with this organization.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a borderline Hall of Fame case. I'm not saying it's a given, but I think it's a borderline Hall of Fame case. And it may depend, obviously, if this team gets to a final in the next couple of years.
Mm.
Yeah, I think he's going to be one of those guys we're going to look back years from now and go, wow, he was a really good player. He was a lot better than maybe we thought. Because, again, John, unfortunately, we know this. Hockey is a sport in this town that, for the masses, doesn't get focused on really until later in the year.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you are correct. Kevin Cooney, brilliant job working the Beat podcast. Check out his latest article for Philly Voice about how critical the 2021 season is going to be for this Phillies franchise. The link for that, as well as the latest episode of Working the Beat podcast, you should be following him on Twitter. If you don't, it's at Kevin Cooney. Kev, thanks, man.
Thanks, John.
All right, the great Kevin Cooney, nice enough to join us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.